what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, from our daily devotions, become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they help make us sing, dance, and laugh the night away. Oh, that's so nice. Also, the review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. The media, they help us mourn, stiffen up, and cry the night away. That doesn't seem very nice, does it? No, it does not. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because I love to educate, encourage, and entertain the day away. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. I don't know what more information you need. We have no idea what's going to happen. I just don't know what other information you need. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy. You know, here's a good one. Why do we let go of a great truth that helps us out living daily? Why do we let go of it so easily? Why do we forget to stay in it so quickly? That's the question. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We want you to reach out to us, talk to us. We love to engage with people. We love to pray for people. We love to pray with them. We love to hear about praise reports. We love the things that God is doing because we do our best with all we can to love the Lord. That's the key. And so you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call, 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Let me tell you what kind of person Dynamite D is. I came in today, and I told you guys I've been going through a little bit of warfare, the up and down, and one of the first things he just asked me is, how are you feeling? He wants to know how I'm doing. That's the kind of person that Dynamite D is.
That is correct, and let's continue to keep praying for Dave.
Yeah, and so you can tell, you can hear my voice. It's got a bunch of cracky in it. You know, it's just got it.
A bunch of cracky.
Yeah, that's cool. A lot of guns like Rice Krispies. You know, I've got the energy to do it, but now I have to pray because if my voice starts slipping away by the end of this show, I'm going to be like, "What do you want me to do for tomorrow, Lord?"
That's a good point, Dave.
That's just one of those things. I was even thinking, maybe you'll let me work out today, and I'm getting a pretty big no. You're not. So sometimes you just got to lay it down before the Lord and go, yes, sir, whatever you want, sir. That's the way we do it, sir. You can call us, as you know. You can text us, by the way, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Okay, now here's going to be a kind of a shaky professional voice. So we'll give it a try. Ready?
214-210-8483.
Yeah,
that's your best one yet.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that. You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, not King David, not any other kind of David, not David Spoon, just David. It starts with a D. There's a V in the middle of it. It has another D at the very end of it, and there's an A and an I in it. You can just send that to david@hemustincrease.org as well. We send you up to the website. Couple things to, of course, tell you. I've got a speaking event this Sunday, which, by the grace of God, I'll be able to speak at. We have ambassador updates. We have new brochures that that Roslyn had helped create. And we've got great things that are going on and website updates. So please don't hesitate to check it out. Plus, there is a place to give on there. How important is that? Only if you want to keep hearing the show. There's nothing, you know, if you guys are like, nah, we've had enough. Okay, we'll give it our best. But if you want to keep hearing the show, we could use a little bit of dough. Ooh, I like that. If you want to hear the show, you got to help with the dough. Check it out. You can give directly through their website, or it tells you how to give. If you don't want to use that, check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka.
It's so funny. I'm hooked on a feeling. Okay, anyway, for those that are trying to figure out where that comes from. Bottom line is this. If you've got a prayer request or a praise report, we want you to be able to engage with us. You don't have to speak perfectly. Can't you just tell by the way I'm talking right now? You don't have to do that. You can just share. You don't have to be brilliant at it. Nobody's going to make fun of you. If you got something that you need prayer for, let's pray. If you know, we'll take all of our faith, we'll combine it together, and we'll pray. If you got something that you want to share that will be a blessing to other people and you just haven't had that opportunity, here's your opportunity. Please do so. As we have asked you before, and we'll ask you again, we're asking for people in this month of May, to be praying for other ministries, not just our ministry, and not just your church, but other ministries that take you into the body of Christ. And if you don't know any other ministries and you're looking for some, don't hesitate to reach out. We'll give you a whole bunch. We'll give you a whole bunch of ministries. So, and then next month, we're going to be having an interview with Tanya, and we talked about this, she's the ministry that we're praying for this month. And so we got really cool things going on, but I need you deeply. I was praying today, and boy, I just can tell the heaviness, and I was just praying for our audience, and it just sometimes I don't fully understand all the things that Paul said when he was talking about praying and living and dying for people, but I can feel a little bit of the burden that everybody is carrying, and it's if we can just pray it together and petition together and ask God for help together as a family, He is the perfect Father. So it's just like, let's do that. Pray for one another. Please, by all that is holy and righteous, pray for the audience people that you hear about.
I felt a little bit of that when I was praying this morning, Dave.
Yeah, you can just tell there's it's frustration, it's disappointment, it's wounding, it's physical ailments, it's relationship tear-ups, it's all of that. And what you just want is that first you just want the Lord to go, da-da-da, I'm back. That's what I want. And then outside of that, while we're here, okay, well then, until you come, can you bring more of heaven into earth? Because earth is getting worse and worse. That's just the truth, okay? All right. Speaking of all that, we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we are at a pretty cool area here. We're in verse 11, and so we're going to pick it up from chapter 5, verse 11 in 2 Corinthians. It says the following, "Therefore, since we know what it means to fear the Lord, we try to persuade men. What we are is clear to God, and I hope it's clear to your conscience as well. We are not commending ourselves to you again. Instead, we are giving you an occasion to be proud of us so that you can answer those who take pride in appearances rather than in the heart." Wow. So let's just deal with this. We try to persuade men. It's the fear of the Lord that moves upon us. And so we try to persuade men. Since we know what the fear of the Lord is, we try and persuade men. This is not a negative. See, these people read this and go, oh, is that negative? No. It's exactly why you talk to your neighbor. It's exactly why you talk to your family. It's exactly why it's important to you that your friends understand how important it is to become a Christian. because we understand what the fear of the Lord is. We desire for people that are close to us to understand and then for them to make Jesus their Lord. And so that stirring in you, gosh, I wish these people would get saved. This is exactly what he's talking about. Therefore, since we know what it means to fear the Lord, we try to persuade men. We're trying to tell people. We don't force people to believe what we believe. We don't take any kind of physical arms to force people to believe what we believe. We use the weapon of the truth. We use the sword of the Spirit. And that's what we don't sit there, you know, we don't try and out-argue. I got a message for you. You personally, okay, you can resist the enemy, you can resist Satan, but I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I bet if you were in the room with Satan, you could not out-argue him. What you could do is stand firm in the truth. And that's how he's defeated, since he's the father of lies. What you're not going to do is use a great system on how to, you know, work around and beat them. That's not what's going to happen. You stand firm in the truth, and the truth is our weapon. And so that you don't talk to people and say to people, you know, I'm going to outsmart you. You want them to know why you have this passion for Jesus, why you love Jesus Christ. And this fear of the Lord, this is the awe, the respect, the honor. This is the idea when somebody says the word Jesus, as soon, and you're not in the conversation, as soon as you hear that, your ear goes ding, what? Because you're passionate about the Lord, because he's passionate about you, and you want to communicate that passion to others. And that's why we try to persuade men. I know. It's as though we're nutty cuckoo. I know, we're going to get to that later, because actually the few verses from here, he kind of says that. But what I want you to catch is that we're trying to persuade people. We're not trying to win the argument. We want them to know who Jesus is, because if they reject, they're gone. They might be in torment, but for your practical purposes, in your life, you'll never be connected. Can't change that. The gulf is too big between, the chasm is too big between the two. So that's why you want to tell people now, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. There's some of you out there that are like on the fence on the faith. You don't have time for that. You don't have that opportunity. You either make a decision for Jesus Christ or reject him and live with that decision. Doesn't take, you know, a rocket scientist to figure out. He's offering you a life and a lifeboat. Jump on or go down with the ship and sink. But make a decision one way or another. Okay? All right. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. CowpunchSites.com/dad.
The David Spoon Experience.
Teaching time. I don't know how we're going to do the breaks, Gabriel, so just look at me. I'll let you know. I mean, this is the best I can tell you. Because I'm going to teach you something that I hope I there's no way I can teach this. I can't teach the worth. I can't teach the value, but I'm going to do my best to share with you my heart in this process. As American people, as people who live in America, we have been granted the right to pursue happiness. And I want to make sure you understand what this means. We have a preamble to the United States Declaration of Independence, and the preamble to the Declaration says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I do want to point out it does not say life, liberty, and the provisions of or for happiness. In other words, the rights that we have in the preamble is that we get to pursue happiness, not that it's provided for us by the government. So that's kind of an important point for people to recognize. It would be nice if they quit trying to quote our founding fathers and then say they're entitled to something because of that provision, because it never says that. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where you're just going to have to put up with a little bit of a rough voice. Although I do a really good impression of a dog.
It was not too bad, Dave.
Or I could do Bert. Bert just makes so many noises. This dog, the weirdest. I mean, like, we love Levi. Oh, Noah was crying this morning. We were just like, you know, hugging and so on and so forth. He is the loudest. He doesn't sit there and wag his tail. He looks at you, wags his tail, and goes, meow.
Oh, wow. Never heard that sound.
He's a very loud.
And then barks at odd times of the night, right, Dave?
All times of the night. In fact, every time we get to sleep 4 or 5 hours straight, we're praising the Lord. I just want to point that out. Here is your first trivia question. You guys, I tell you, now I don't tell you everything, but I tell you way too much. That's for sure. Here's your first trivia question. Because of health reasons, oh, that's funny, Paul encouraged Timothy to drink what beverage instead of only water? Ha ha ha. Here's your only hint. Do you got any Manischewitz? Okay. See if you guys can pick up on that one. Paul encouraged Timothy to drink what beverage instead of only water? And if you know the answer, that is awesome. Here's your hint. You got any Manischewitz around here? Huh? Okay. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. We're going to do our DNA, and then after that, I'm actually going to be praying for all of us in regards to being people who try to persuade people that are in our lives. So first, let's do our DNA. DNA, our D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Not Jim Daly, the golfer, or anything like that. Just daily, okay? Just some time with the Lord. That's all it is. It's not even, doesn't have to be, it can be a set time. It doesn't have to be a set time. It can be really long, it can be really short. It can be all those things. Actually, a great relationship is all of those things, to be really honest, okay? D, draw closer to the Lord daily, and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed, no matter what the world says. Even if they ban the gospel, they would never do that. They haven't been to China lately, have you? Even if they ban the gospel, you are called to stand in defense and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then A, always be ready.
To serve,
which means OPM, other people matter, which means our minds, our hearts, our beings are also, they're devoted to the Lord, but they're also devoted to one another.
You see how that works? You see this? And that way we fulfill the law of Christ. It's like, oh. In fact, if you love your neighbor like you love yourself, you've just cut off a whole bunch of problems. It's just like, got past that. Okay, next. All right, so that's our DNA. We love DNA. Okay, our trivia question. Because of health reasons, Paul encouraged Timothy to drink what beverage instead of only water? And then your hint was Manischewitz. I could also say Mulligan David.
It's a certain color.
Yeah, you gotta follow the flow. You know what I'm saying? You have to follow the flow. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. Also, 214-210-8483 in text or david@hemustincrease.org. So here I want to pray real quickly, just take a moment, that you and I, all of us, would be more passionate about persuading the people around us. And wait till you see what's coming up. This will just blow your mind. So let's just pray real fast. Father, we come before you right now. We can't do this on our own. We have no capacity to do what we want to do, to share the gospel with the wisdom that you have given us by just declaring what happened, just telling people that you've provided for us a lifeline, an eternal lifeline. So, Lord, in our hearts, we have this desire. Help us to move that little bit of desire into a little bit more action so that we are doing the things that you've asked us to do by sharing it with others. And help us to speak the truth and let them hear the truth and give us courage and let them be receptive. Help us in this. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Now, here you go. You got to catch this. I don't want you to miss this. So we're right there, and we're in, we started, therefore, since we know what it means to fear the Lord, we try to persuade men. What we are is clear to God, and I hope it's clear to your conscience as well. We're not commending ourselves to you again. Instead, we're giving you an occasion to be proud of us so you can answer those who take pride in appearances rather than in the heart. There's a whole bunch of people that call themselves Christians as well, that take pride in how they look. Well, that's just fantastic. But that and a nickel gives you a nickel. In other words, it doesn't do, there's no value. And so the next thing he says is the best. And I want you to get this. And man, you got to get this. Verse 13 just lights out fantastic. If we are out of our mind, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us. Because we are convinced that one died for all, therefore all died. He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. I love this text in verse 13. If we're out of our mind, it's for God. It's impossible to miss the clarity. If we're crazy for the gospel, it's for Jesus. If we're nutty cuckoo, it's because of that. If we're insane, it's only because we're trying to bring people to Jesus, and they do think we're nuts. Don't kid yourself. I've got family members that think I have lost it. They've been thinking that for 45 years. I remember when my mom said, it's a fad. Well, 45 years later. So I've been just trying to point out to you, this is part of it. The people, it's like, yeah, we're crazy for God. Why? Because we have met Jesus. And we just want these other people to know. It's not because we're trying to, it's not brownie points. And somebody asked me about that. It was a family member. It's like, I don't get any brownie points. I hope you get saved so that we can spend eternity together. If you reject Jesus, that ain't going to happen. If you accept Jesus, I'm not getting nothing for it. You're not paying me anything. I'm not getting anything out of that. You're going to spend eternity with the Lord, and we'll be together. And if you don't, we won't. And then one of the greatest passages of all time, Christ's love that compels us. Think about it. Think about everything. Everything we do is because we're trying to declare that Jesus loves us, died for us, loves them, died for them. We don't do it perfectly, but we understand how important it is. Christ's love for us and for all the people of the world is shown here. And that's what we're trying to share. And I understand that we don't do it great. And I'm not even talking about the church witness because I don't want to discuss that. I'm talking about our personal witness. It's like, well, what's the deal? Well, the deal is you should recognize this whole portion I'm talking about this whole afternoon. This is about this passion to talk to people and tell people and share with people. Somebody loves you. Right now the world is hearing everybody hates one another. The world's falling apart. Well, that may be the case, but somebody is coming who's going to change everything. He did it the first time he came, and he'll do it again the second time. It's like, wow. Think about the power of that. And that's why you want to persuade people. That's why you want to tell your kids. That's why you want to tell your parents. That's why you want to tell your friends. You've got to know Jesus. Because if you don't know Jesus, you're lost. It's like, oh, don't get lost, man. Don't be lost. Don't stay lost. Be a child of the Most High God. It's incredible. Doesn't mean you don't have trials. Doesn't mean you don't have problems. But when you're a child of the Most High God, he visits you. And you know it. You know when you pray or read or something happens in your fellowship, and the Lord comes and visits. Like, you know, oh, the Lord's with me. That's what we're trying to share. That's a good thing. And if you're just too afraid, say, Lord, help me so I can do it the way you want me to. You can't do this on your own. You need his help anyway. Get it? All right. Because of health reasons, Paul encouraged Timothy to drink what beverage instead of only water? And the answer is wine, vino, Manischewitz, Morgan David, Boone's Farm. Oh, I just said something most people are crying about, but we'll just move on from there. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Can't stand the skill, can't stand
the shame. What is the David Spoon Experience?
Anyway, that's not even the story. Let me tell you the story, because it's so big, I cut the first third yesterday. And that's the front of the house. And the back two-thirds I'll do today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever that is. But it looks really good, all right? So that's cool. Anyhow, so I'm cleaning it all up, and I've got the little electric weed eater and the little blower. They're working. It works great. Everything's working great. And I have a stick. Now, this stick was there when we moved into the house, and it was a stick that went with a broken rake. And I don't know why my wife and I have kept it in the garage for like 17 months, but I thought, this is ridiculous. I got to get rid of this stick. So I looked at the stick, and I thought, I could high karate this because it wouldn't fit in the trash can, right? A little too long. You put it in the trash can, even on an angle, the trash can sitting up about 4 inches, and you know it was windy yesterday. So if I did that, to catch the wind, and you know. So I thought, nah, I can high karate this. I'm strong enough. And then I thought, this is the kind of thing where pride really gets in the way. I got to be careful. So I did what any other guy would do. I took my two trash cans. I put the stick in between the two trash cans. I took a saw and I cut the saw half. I used the saw and cut the stick halfway through. So now I'm going to high karate this bad boy and feel good about it. Yeah, no pride here, right? How long do I got? Like a minute? 2 minutes? Perfect. 2 minutes. Watch this. So I cut it perfectly in half. I get my arm, my forearm, my elbow, and I go, hi-ya! And I high karate that bad boy. One part of the two-part sticks, okay, which is like kind of like a broom handle, hits the top of the trash can where it was sitting, kind of bounced on it, came up, and hit me right in the forehead. Bam! I was really feeling pride right up until it hit me in the head. And then I realized, one, I couldn't have done it without the saw. And two, even with the saw, apparently I couldn't have done it because the stick hit me back. I don't think that was very nice of it. And I will say it did end up in the trash and it went bye-bye.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.